Hi, this is Michael Tipper, and I'd like to welcome you to this call. Now, my purpose is to help people become more productive in their business, and I want to help people make the leap from sitting on the sidelines to getting in the game. Now, one of the tools that has dramatically helped me improve my productivity in the last 12 months has been the use of mind mapping software. Now, as a hardcore hand mind mapper, which in itself is a great productivity tool too, I'd shunned the more involved use of mind mapping software for years. Now, I've had mind mapping software on my computer for the last 10 years, but it pretty much sat there doing nothing because I thought the paper and colored pen approach was the only way. However, when I really discovered the power of using software and properly understood how it could affect my productivity, I dived in, and it's dramatically shifted my personal effectiveness and has seen my productivity go through the roof. Now, I could spend hours and hours telling you about my experiences of using it and how important it is, but with less than a year's track record and experience, I thought it would be a good idea to bring in a true expert on mind mapping software. Let me tell you something about our guest today. He's probably the internet's leading expert on mind mapping technology and software, and in particular, its application to innovation, creativity, and of most relevance to us today, productivity. He's a prolific author on the topic of mind mapping software, and his free reports include Mind Mapping Software Strategies, the 8 Best Ways to Improve Your Mind Maps, and 10 Mistakes to Avoid with Mind Mapping Software. Now, he's also carried out the most comprehensive and thorough research on mind mapping software available on the web. 3 years ago, he carried out the largest study of its kind, looking at the way executives were using mind mapping software to improve their effectiveness. And he followed that up a year later with a similar study, and then later that year, his research encompassed the growing field of online mind mapping software applications. And more recently, his research has expanded into the use of mind mapping software for innovation and creativity. His published guidance includes power tips and strategies for mind mapping software and the mind mapping manifesto. Now, all of his reports, survey results, and his mind mapping software guidance can be found on his blog at www.mindmappingsoftwareblog.com, which is considered by many in the field, including myself, to be the number one go-to online resource about mind mapping software. He's also the founder of www.innovationtools.com, the world's largest website focused on business innovation, creativity, and brainstorming. Now, if a mind mapping software or application is launched on the web today and it doesn't have an endorsement by a guest, then it probably isn't worth looking at. And it's my privilege to welcome to the call today Mr. Chuck Frey. Chuck, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, I know you've been working on mind mapping software for some time now, having followed you on the web. How did you get started, or how did your interest start in mind mapping software?
Well, probably about 20 years ago, I became very interested in creativity and creativity tools and techniques. And probably about maybe 15 years ago, the very first mind mapping software to be created was something called Inspiration. Started out on the Mac and then moved over to Windows, which I use. And I was fascinated by how flexible and powerful it was. And about 7 to 8 years ago, I launched innovationtools.com, and again, with very much a tools focus, and naturally started doing reviews of mind mapping software as it was introduced. More and more programs have come to the market during the last decade. And at some point, I realized that I really ought to break that off into its own blog because at the time, this was about 4 years ago, there were many blogs that were starting to touch on mind mapping software but didn't focus on it solely, and I saw an opportunity to do that.
And it is a tremendous opportunity because I think I've lost count of the number of different items of software that are available these days. Do you have a number that you can share with us?
In terms of desktop software, it's over 20 programs, and online web-based tools, probably about 7 or 8, and now there's a whole new crop of tools starting to pop up for the iPhone and iPod Touch.
So it's quite popular,
yes,
to say the least. Now, how was your work developed around that? So tell us a little bit more about the mind mapping software blog.
Yeah, what I try to do as a general rule with all of the stuff I do online is focused on the tips and strategies and news and trends that I think my readers need to know to be effective with it. Like you, I'm very concerned with helping my readers to be productive. And so to that extent, I've done stories covering new product announcements and enhancements, trends, that are going on in the space, a lot of how-to articles. I've made that a real focus during the last year because I realize that more and more people are finding out about this great technology but aren't quite sure how to get started with it. So I've created a whole section of content on the blog focused on here's what the tools are, here's how you can use them, here's what the different elements of mind mapping are, and the best ways to incorporate them into your maps. And as well, I do periodic surveys, as you mentioned in your introduction, to try and understand my readers' needs a little bit better, as well as to find out how business people are using these tools in their work. And I've also done the e-books and some special reports as well. So I'm trying to become a go-to resource for this type of technology because there's just so much growth and change going on and so much evolution that I feel people need to know more about. It's really the biggest problem this technology is facing is that not enough people realize it's there and it's a tool for the times that we all face.
I think you're right there, and I think what you've done on your blog is you've taken all of the options that are open to people who are considering using mind mapping software and even those who use it and condensed some really great advice on how to get the most out of it, because I think we share the same opinion that it is only a tool. And a lot of people sometimes get lost in the software itself and get overtaken by what the software can do rather than what it can do for them. So I think the option of choice is made much easier for us because of the great work you've done there. Now, you mentioned the articles that you write, and last year you wrote an excellent post on your blog entitled 10 Reasons Why Mind Mapping Software Should Be the Foundation of Your Personal Productivity System. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, mind mapping software is, as we've both been alluding to, very, very powerful, but in a sense, it's kind of a blank slate. I mean, you can use it to create many different things. But and I think most people have a perception of it as a brainstorming tool. But what I wanted to convey in that article was that there's so much more that you can do with it as a productivity tool. And to help kind of take off the blinders and help people understand that this is a tool that you can use in your day-to-day work for many common tasks like planning projects, planning meetings, doing research and collecting all of this. You know, most of us are dealing with tons of information and data and knowledge but don't have tools to deal with it effectively.
It's an interesting point about you saying that most people think it is a good brainstorming tool. And I'm embarrassed to say, as someone who has been teaching mind mapping professionally now for 10 years and been using it for 15 years, is that I pretty much saw it as the same thing because I was so tied into the hand-drawn stuff. And it was only, as I say, in the last 12 months when I suddenly realized just how important it is as a tool when used in the right way that I suddenly went, duh, I can't believe I've ignored this for so long. And I'm sort of embarrassed to mention that, but I think it's important that people do realize, and what you have done, and certainly in that post and in your excellent guidance on software, is drawn out to people that it does do so much more. Now, you say in the article it's and you use the term unbelievably flexible. Could you expand on that a little?
If you look at the different types of productivity software that people use in business, most of it enables you to manipulate information and data within certain limitations. Mind mapping software is a little bit different animal, though. You can manipulate your ideas and information with almost complete freedom. You can literally do a brain dump into the software and then move topics and subtopics around and rearrange and play what if with the structure of your information with almost complete freedom. And one of the other things that makes it quite unique is that it tends to containerize the information. In other words, you've got a topic, but it can also have other things attached to it, metadata, notes, links to articles, links to web pages, and even individual emails. So it quickly becomes a visual database, if you will, and it's a very powerful tool in that context. And no other software provides that kind of flexibility.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything else that does that, and it is stunning how what I've found is I've started to utilize it along the suggestions that you've made and I've seen elsewhere as well, is that it sort of grows with you. It becomes almost like your own little internet of information and links and connections, and as you say, it brings in a whole vast amount of information into one place and structured in a way that is meaningful to you, that makes it so much easier to deal with such a large amount of information.
If I could just touch for a minute on what's changed in business, because I think that's central to our discussion here. Mm-hmm. There's a big emphasis in most businesses on speed, getting things done quickly. It's a competitive advantage. You need to make decisions faster. People are dealing with more information than ever. I won't belabor the point of information overload. I think everybody's experienced it. Mm-hmm. There's an emphasis on lean, and especially in this current economy that we're all facing, downsizing. And so that means you've got fewer people handling more projects than ever. And to some extent, a lot of the easy problems of business have been solved, and what's left to deal with, to wrestle with, are more complex and sometimes systemic type of problems. And all this points to a need for new tools that help people to deal with this effectively and to be able to gather information, distill it, make decisions about it, generate reports based on it, and to do that powerfully and flexibly and efficiently. And I think mind mapping tool is, like I said, a tool for the times. It meets these needs.
That's a lovely statement, a tool for the times, and I think you're completely right there, absolutely. And I think maybe 5-6 years ago, if we were having sort of conversation, we may have been talking about predominantly the corporate environment, big businesses. But I think these days that now the same problems are hitting the small home-based business. With just the vast complexity of it. So it's one of those tools that no longer is just something you might find in someone's office. It's actually a really valuable tool for people who work from home.
In fact, what I've heard from talking to people who are using this software is entrepreneurs were some of the first ones to grab hold of it, because in many larger companies, the IT departments put so much restrictions on what you can put on your desktop that it's hard to adopt and hard to get it to spread in large companies.
That is very true. Yes, I can certainly remember when I used to work in the Ministry of Defence that trying to get some software on there took an absolute age to get on there. Now, you mentioned this need for a competitive edge, an advantage in being lean, needs people to be more productive. What is the impact on productivity that you have seen in people who have applied mind mapping software to what they do?
One of the research studies that I did, which I think you mentioned in the introduction, mm-hmm. Focused on how are business people utilizing it. And one of the questions I asked in that survey was, how has it increased your productivity? You know, I give them a range of numbers in terms of percentage increase. And what I got back from that survey was that it was an average of 20% or more. Increase in productivity. And independently, MindJet, the company that makes Mind Manager, the leading software program in this niche, did their own research of customers going in and watching people working and interviewing them. And they came to a similar conclusion that it was in the neighborhood of 20% on average, literally a day a week.
Yeah. That's quite important. A day a week. Imagine what you could do with that extra time. And I suppose it's one of those things that compounds as well, because when you – and I found this as I've improved my productivity, is I make a huge leap forward, and that then becomes my baseline. And then I get more refined, and all of a sudden then I can make another huge leap forward.
Exactly.
It is quite – and when I first saw those figures, I was absolutely stunned at them. And it was only when I really started – because I read those figures before – because I read your report not long after you first published it, and I remember thinking, oh, that's quite impressive, and I didn't do anything about it then. And then when I started using it myself, I suddenly thought, oh, that was just so, so true. Now, you mentioned also in the article that it can help you become a better creative problem solver. And of course, these days, that I suppose as business people, whether we work in the corporate environment or whether we work for ourselves, it's all about solving problems. How does the software do that for us, or how does its use help us do that?
First of all, it's been said that a problem well stated is half solved. The mind mapping software enables you to lay out the existing situation or problem or challenge in great detail and kind of take it apart, break it into its component pieces, and that often yields some great insights and ideas. You can use it to record ideas quickly and record them visually, and it in a sense, it arranges the ideas in the same way that your mind tends to think, by association. So as you put one topic into your map, it suggests some other things, and it really helps your ideas flow more easily. And it helps you to see connections between seemingly unrelated ideas, and in some cases to spend some time in the white spaces in between ideas. You see a couple of different ideas that you've put into your mind map, and you've rearranged them to put them adjacent to each other, and that suggests a third idea. And you can finally do some evaluation of ideas. You can use icons or ratings to decide which ideas have the most value or are easiest to implement, and sort those out and figure out which ones you want to attack first.
Sure. I mean, to someone listening to this who have not used mind mapping software, they might think, well, that sounds very complicated. I think it's important to point out that if you can point a mouse and click, and if you can type, that's all you need to do to be able to do what you just described.
Exactly.
It is that simple. Now, the next point that you made on your post was all about identifying gaps in your information. I suppose you sort of answered that question there.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
If you look at brain science, a lot of it talks about how the mind does not like to see gaps in information. It tends to fill in the blanks for us. So that's in a sense the way the mind mapping software supports the way the brain works. It helps to draw out ideas. It helps you to envision what it is you want to accomplish and to develop the ideas to actually bring that to fruition.
Of course. I suppose if you were to take, let's say you were looking at something that you had some knowledge on and you wrote it out conventionally, sort of lots and lots of writing or just typing, you'd see a body of text. And it's very difficult to see from that if there's anything missing. But when you sort of
exactly.
put that into the map format, where you sort of a couple of ideas and some expansive comments and some maybe links, all of a sudden you start to see the structure of the meaning of those words, and that's when that information, I suppose, starts to see the. It's almost a physical thing, isn't it? You see the physical gap on the map because there's something missing.
Right.
There. It's not necessarily a thought process in itself. You actually see there's something not quite right because of the way it is unbalanced.
And then you can actually take what that missing information is, the general topic area, and add that to your map, as well as here are the names of the people that I need to go to or the sources I need to go to get that information.
Yeah. That's the benefit of being able to link to other forms of documentation, to web pages and to other files on your hard drive, and to also share relationships. Now, one of the things that came out of your studies was this. I think the biggest benefit was on the getting clarity on what people were doing, and that seemed to sort of jump out quite significantly from the research. What do you think causes that?
I think it gives you the ability to fully and thoroughly think through a project or a challenge or an opportunity that you're facing in ways that aren't possible with other types of software. It's kind of a visual outline, and instead of pouring all this information into a document where the structure is literally lost within the words and paragraphs, you can see the bigger picture. You can see, as we were just talking, what's missing, what some of the ideas are that you can utilize to solve that problem. And you can reorganize and add content to let map make sense and evaluate your situation, record action items. And it helps as well that because of its visual format, you can convey a lot of information in a very compact space. So you can see all the pieces at once. They're not divided on separate pages of a document. They're all there right in front of you.
I think psychologists call that the gestalt, seeing the big picture.
Yes.
And it allows us to, I suppose, not become overwhelmed because we can see everything on one page. I suppose this alludes to something you said earlier on about how problems become easier to solve when they're defined to the best that you can, and that the software allows you to do that. And I suppose that's where the clarity comes from. Now,
yes.
I suppose along the same lines, could you expand on how you maybe would use it for making a good decision?
Well, like I alluded to earlier, you can define your problem in detail, brainstorm potential solutions, explore their pros and cons in detail in your map, assign weighting to each factor, and you can see by the weighting on either side of your decision, you can literally create two branches for pro and con and weight the factors and total them up and, you know, kind of from a numerical standpoint, make your decision in a much more analytical way, I guess you'd say.
Sure, sure. And again, as I'm thinking about how I've used the software to do what you're describing, I'm thinking each time I'm pretty much doing the same thing. I come up with an idea, I type the word, I stick it on, I point my mouse and create a branch, and there it is. Something else comes up, I do the same thing, and then I think, oh, God, I'll just shift that over there. And I suppose what we talked about here in terms of solving problems, in terms of identifying gaps in the information, in terms of getting clarity, in terms of making better decisions, the process is the same in each time. The only thing that's different is that your objective is subtly different. But the actual process itself, it becomes almost intuitive.
Yes, it does.
Now, you mentioned, here's an interesting point that I think I'd like to expand on a little bit more, is this concept of thinking about your thinking. Now, that's something that I know Tony Buzan, who invented mind mapping, really hammered home when he was talking about understanding. You need to understand the brain, understand how you think. I think he called it meta-thinking. Can you expand on that a little?
Well, when you move a topic around in your map, it changes its context. It's a process that I've heard described as reframing, and I think it captures the essence of what's happening very well. So in that context, thinking about your thinking means looking at your problem or your challenge from a higher level of abstraction and
right.
You know, taking those ideas, arranging them, rearranging them till they make the most sense to you. And like I said, there aren't any other kinds of software that enable you to do that with the kind of flexibility and speed that mind mapping software does.
Mm. Do you think that that's one of the reasons why we are now seeing so many companies starting up and developing software?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. I suppose it's interesting, as we've been talking, when I had a look through the your post and reading through all this, I thought I'm going to explore each one of these in a little bit depth to find out how it's done. But really, every time I ask you the question about how does it do this, the answer is the same, isn't it? It's the fact that just the process of organizing in the map structure, moving branches around, allows you to make better decisions, to solve problems, to give you flexibility in thinking, to allow you to think about your thinking, to identify gaps in information, to allow you to become better organized, so that you can prioritize and track project tasks. And we'll come on to that specific one about project management in a second. But it's that's sort of what's coming out of the conversation. And I hadn't really appreciated that before. It's just the same processes give you all those benefits.
It's very true. It helps you to visualize your thinking in some powerful ways.
Mm. Let's just come on to project management and doing that. So now we're sort of focusing a little bit deeper into how you'd use something like this. Could you expand on how you've seen that used?
Yeah, it's become very well established as a project management tool, particularly on the front end of the project where you're trying to envision what you want to get done. And, you know, if it's a fairly complex project, putting together something called a work breakdown structure, which basically
right.
says this is what needs to be done by what dates and who it's going to be assigned to.
Mm.
And you can literally create all that in a mind map and then transfer it to Microsoft Project or other project management tools. But what a lot of people don't really appreciate is that the mind map itself can become a living document. You're doing your envisioning and your structuring on the front end of the project, but you can also use it as a tool to manage the project once it's underway, as a dashboard, if you will, for all the key metrics and milestones and following up with what needs to be done by whom. And then at the end of the project, you can use it to generate the reports that you need to give to your bosses, as well as to capture some of the key learnings that your team, you know, the successes, the failures, what you do differently next time, so it can become a living resource the next time you do a project like this.
I look back on the time when I was doing project management in the military, and I used hand-drawn mind maps, and they really made a big difference. And it sort of, I became renowned for keeping great records and having the flexibility because of what I was doing, and often I was, unfortunately, I was called upon to take the minutes of the meetings. But they were so good for that. And I look back now on the complexity of the projects I had to deal with, and having the software that we have today would have made things 100 times easier. And I just wish I'd got back into it back then. But it is such a powerful, powerful tool for that. I noticed that when you did your survey in 2007, that the clarity of thinking as the number one benefit had increased over that came out in the earlier studies. Is that because you had a greater demographic, or do you think people are appreciating how to use it better?
I think it's definitely the latter. They're understanding. I think both from some of the information I may be communicating to my readers, as well as people just using it and becoming more comfortable with it. And as you get more comfortable with it, you start to use more of its functionality. And, you know, when you can understand exactly what it does or what it can do for you, and you start trying those things, I think you get a real feeling of empowerment from that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Now, there are many different mind mapping software programs out there these days, and as I said earlier, it seems like a new one to be launched just about every week. But without the sort of guidance that we can find on your site, trying to choose one would be a nightmare. So if for the purposes of our conversation we just choose price as a categorization tool, could you give us your thoughts on what we should expect from something, say, a free mind mapping software, maybe a low to mid price one in sort of like a $100 sort of range, and perhaps the high end sort of $300 to $400 sort of range?
Right. At the free level, you've got basic functionality, so you can create topics and subtopics and some basic links and add images and notes to your maps, but limited in terms of export and import options and task management tools and filtering and those sorts of things.
So if we come back to, as we mentioned earlier on, that the answer to all the questions I was asking seem to be the same process, would that sort of software pretty much give you that?
If you're just starting out mind mapping and you want to understand what it does, it's a good way to get into it.
Right.
But if your needs are significant, you may find that you outgrow what it can do for you.
Sure. Yes, I've had a look at a couple of the free ones, and having sort of played with sort of like the Rolls Royce of mind mapping software, you sort of miss some of the more convenient and complex functionality.
Exactly.
So how about sort of low to mid range?
The mid range adds a bit more features and functionality, and these programs, I would guess, are designed to hit the needs of most mind mapping users dead on, in terms of being able to manage most of the types of information that they have to deal with in their jobs.
Right.
And there's some very good tools out there in that range.
Sure.
And then when you get into the high end, those are really the Cadillac programs that will give you all of the options in terms of exporting and importing information to and from your maps, filtering them, which is essential for dealing with large amounts of information, using plugins to extend their functionality, Gantt charting for project management right within the software, those sorts of things.
Sure. So there is a huge range there. But so at the core is this concept of if you can point and click a mouse and you can type, you can use that tool. Now, if someone is going to pick a tool, can you suggest five features that it absolutely must have to be credible for personal productivity?
First of all, I think it needs to really be very rich in terms of the types of links that it can handle, ideally files and web pages, and in some cases folders. And there's several programs that actually enable you to bring the content of individual emails right into your map.
Right.
And to my way of thinking, a lot of the knowledge that we're gathering and a lot of the research and stuff that we need to put in our maps increasingly is coming through emails as we collaborate with others, as we request information from our teammates. Mm-hmm. And being able to pull that into your map, I think, is extremely powerful. Secondly, notes are a good way to capture extended thoughts without cluttering up the visible part of your mind map. You can drill down to them within one mouse click.
Okay, just explain to people who are listening, is if you type a single word, let's say presentation, and you've got a branch on your map with presentation, what you can do there is a field attached to that. You can go and type in your whole presentation if you want, and it doesn't show on the map, but if you click on the branch, it'll open that information up to you.
Right. A note can contain anything from a single sentence to several paragraphs.
Right.
So if you've got some additional thoughts that you want to, say if you're producing a document or a report, you can start to flesh out some of the basic details of each of those points in your notes and then export that all of that to Microsoft Word, and the topics become headings and the notes become paragraph text. So
that is such a powerful tool. And the thing I liked about that, I wrote my my last book using that approach, and I spent some time brainstorming the higher level chapter headings and then the main points I was going to make. And then all I did once I got down to the key points, like three or four tiers of branches, is I just went to the very end and just wrote a couple of paragraphs about each branch, pressed the button, it came out as a Word document, I read through it, if I didn't like it, I went back to the higher level and re-edited it at the higher level instead of having to go through pages and pages of text, and it made it so much easier.
Yes. The third thing I'd suggest looking for is the ability to filter the content of your maps. That could be done on different criteria like keywords that may appear in the map. One of the best ways of filtering map content is based on tasks. If you want to look at the status of all the tasks of your project, you can filter the mind map so that it only displays anything that is a task. And that's very powerful. You may want to do some filtering based on items that you've assigned to a particular person. That's another example. So for managing and working with the content of large maps, filtering is essential. Fourthly, the ability to export to multiple formats such as Word, PDF, project, and web pages, I think is essential, because oftentimes what you're producing in your mind map is not the end result. You may use it to organize all of your material and then export it to PowerPoint or Word, where you'll finish it up. The other thing to keep in mind is that there are some linear thinkers out there who don't really feel comfortable with mind maps. So for that reason, you may want to convert your map into a more palatable format.
Have you ever come across someone who's been a diehard linear thinker who's looked at mind maps, initially gone, no, but then actually has converted to them and all of a sudden becomes one of those annoying evangelists like I've become? Have you met any of those?
I've heard of that. I have not experienced it in my work, but there is actually a term that somebody's come up for that called map shock, where somebody looks at a mind map and they go, oh my God, I don't know how to deal with this. Where do I start?
That is so interesting. I mean, I've seen that so many times when I have presented a map to someone, say, let me talk you through this. And that's just such a great term. I love that. When my assistant came to start work with me, I showed her a map of the business and where it was going, and she sort of like looked at me and went, you're joking. But now you should see the maps that she produces herself are just, I look at her and go, you're joking.
Yeah, I think initially people don't know what to make of it, but then they find out that intuitively they understand it once you kind of explain the rules for, here's why it's arranged this way.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's brain is wired more or less the same way to think in this way naturally in your head. So I think people tend to get it fairly quickly in most cases.
Yes, I'd agree with you there. And what's the fifth thing you think we should look for?
Support for keyboard shortcuts is really important. I found it to be very important. Or a dedicated brainstorming mode. Many of the programs require you to use toolbar icons, toolbar buttons to add content to your map. But when you're brainstorming, whether it's individually or in a group, you need to be able to capture things quickly. Ideally do that just with the keyboard for input and for opening up new topics and subtopics to contain those ideas. And as we mentioned earlier, one of the marvelous things about mind mapping software is you can just do a brain dump just without respect to the structure of your ideas. Just get them all down in the map, and then you can rearrange them as much as you want later.
That's such a key creativity principle, that is, that you just generate all the ideas and capture them first, because many people will start to edit as they're developing ideas, which is the worst thing you could possibly do. So it is such a powerful tool for doing exactly that.
Yes.
Now, before we draw to a close, we've talked about how it can be used for personal productivity, and we've touched on some sort of generic ideas that it can make it productive, that it can make you a better problem solver. Can you give us five specific business productivity applications that you would recommend people use mind mapping software for?
Well, one of the most practical and common things would be planning projects, which we've already talked about in some detail.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, planning meetings. This is something that a lot of people don't really think about, but if you do think about it, there's just so much information that goes into putting together a business meeting.
Yes.
People, agendas, details about the venue, presentation support, on-site services, whether that's, you know, providing meals or soft drinks for the attendees, coffee. I mean, all these details that go into making a very effective off-site meeting can be captured in a map.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
An idea file is a third way that you can use mind mapping to really increase your productivity. Basically, have a map dedicated to capturing your ideas and again, as you have time, going back and looking at those ideas, adding more details as you think of them, rating them to decide, you know, which you want to approach first. A fourth great business application would be capturing and analyzing research.
Yeah.
You've been asked by your boss to do some research on a potential new area of business for your company. You're going to be pulling in a lot of information online and from interviews with people and so forth. You can organize all of that very effectively in a mind map or in a group of maps.
Certainly.
And then finally, something called SWOT analysis, SWOT, strengths, mm-hmm. weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Just create four branches, one for each of those topics, and then spend some time thinking about how your business stacks up in each of those areas.
Mm. So just run through the four areas for those people who are unfamiliar with the SWOT analysis again once more.
S is for strengths, W for weaknesses, O is for opportunities, and T is for threats.
And then by putting it in mind map form, you've got it all on one single page. And as you mentioned before, we can start identifying gaps and see the relationships and see dependencies, and it is a very powerful tool for that. Chuck, that has been an incredible amount of great advice and sharing on how we can get the most out of mind mapping software. We've already mentioned your blog before. Can you remind us of the URL? And also, can you point us in the direction of when we get there? Because there is so much great stuff on there. Where should we go to first to get the most out of the information on your site?
Well, I would recommend signing up for the newsletter,
mm-hmm.
Because that gives you a weekly digest of what's new there. That's a great way to digest it, because there is a lot there. You can certainly look at the blog posts, which there are usually about three or four a week. There's an articles section of the site where basically I've taken what I think is going to be the most useful content to readers and put that all in one place, so you don't have to spend time going through years and years of blog posts just to find the good stuff. I've kind of gathered it in one place. And there's a section of reviews as well. That's one of the things that I really like to do is play with the software and figure out what its strengths and weaknesses are, and then put on my everyman hat and say, okay, if I was looking at this for the first time and I knew nothing about mind mapping software, what would trip me up? What would I appreciate? What works well? What works intuitively? What doesn't? And then I lay all that out in a product review format.
And they are very comprehensive and very, very useful indeed. And remind us of the URL again.
There's no www in front of it, just mindmappingsoftwareblog.com.
Mindmappingsoftwareblog.com. Chuck, it's been a real delight to speak to you and hear you share your expertise personally on this topic that we both have a passion for. Thank you very much indeed for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
And thank you for the opportunity.
My pleasure.